Father, we know that all the gods of the nations are idols, but we come to you. You are our God. You have adopted us into your family because we have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. We belong to you. You have purchased us with his blood. We are those who are redeemed at a price. And if so, Father, we rejoice and delight in this. We thank you that we have not believed cunningly devised fables or followed idols, but we serve the true and living God. So cleanse us from our sins, we ask and pray. So help us to be followers of the Lamb. So help us to take up our cross daily and follow him. So, Father, we commend ourselves to you this day and ask for your blessing upon this reading of your word. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David McAreth. This is the devotion for April the 23rd. I am thy God. Numbers 11 verses 4 to 5 and 10 to 23. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who shall give us flesh to eat?" Spurgeon says the mischief in the camp usually commenced with the mixed multitude, and it is the same with the Church of God now. The merely nominal Christians in her are the tinder for Satan's sparks. It is sad, however, to note that the Israelites were ready enough to follow the bad example of the mixed company. They murmured wantonly. They did not want for either bread or water, but pined for luxuries. Such complaining is sure to be punished. Verse 5. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was greatly kindled. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord, "Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant, and wherefore have I not found favour in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I forgotten them, that thou shouldst say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth a sucking child, unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? Whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favour in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness." Spurgeon says, "The meekest man failed in his meekness. He was so provoked by the senseless clamours of the people that he spake unadvisedly with his lips unto God. The best of men are subject to infirmities. The Lord, in Moses' case, was very pitiful towards his servant and sent him help that he might the better bear the burden of so great a charge." Verse 16. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone." Spurgeon says the Lord overlooked the petulance of Moses' language and met the real burden of his case. The 70 men would have been of no use without the Spirit, but with it they became valuable helpers. O Lord, give thy Spirit to all the elders and deacons of our churches, as well as to all pastors and evangelists. Verse 18. And say thou unto the people, "Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it come out at your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why came we forth out of Egypt?" Too much becomes nauseous. It is a most just method of punishment to make those things loathsome which have been the cause of lusting. The Lord often wearies men with their darling sins. Verse 21. And Moses said, the people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? Spurgeon says, Moses began reckoning second causes and then saw much ground for doubt. Yet even then he left out a part of the calculation, for he forgot the fowls of heaven from which the Lord gathered meat for the people. Verse 23. And the Lord said unto Moses, Is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. Spurgeon says, Unbelief is very grievous to the Lord. Perhaps some of us are guilty of it. Is it so? Then let us humbly bow before the rebuke of this verse, and then hopefully expect to see every promise of the Lord fulfilled, for so it shall be. Amen.